Free Your Mind with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Oh, yeah, it's the Free Your Mind show, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome right here live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. This news just in, Joe Biden is the best president ever.
What?
April Fools. April Fools.
Okay, Graham.
Oh, boy. Anyway, folks, welcome to the show. This is episode 5 of Free Your Mind. And today's program is entitled, I already said it was April Fools, didn't I? Today's program is entitled, Remember What the Dormouse Said. Some of you may get that reference.
Right.
Some of you may not. Let me just share the entire song with you as in spoken word by me.
Okay.
The song is called White Rabbit. It's originally by Jefferson Airplane. There's been some great covers of that song. Grace Potter, when it comes to mind. Haley Reinhart does a great version. Anyway, the song, White Rabbit. One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're gonna fall, tell him a hookah-smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving low, go ask Alice. I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead, and the White Knight is talking backwards, and the Red Queen's off with her head. Remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head. Feed your head. Feed your head.
Man.
And if you don't understand what feed your head means, then you probably never fed your head.
Probably not.
It's a different kind of thing, a special kind of thing that you can do with a variety of substances.
Right.
Really nice ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't want to feed your head to bad crap. You want to feed it to good crap, good stuff. Stuff like that. Some kind of mushroom.
Not the ones that'll kill you, though.
No. Those would be wrong and bad.
Right. The magic mushroom. The psilocybin mushroom.
Psilocybin.
Or the Amanita muscaria mushroom.
Yeah, or there's a variety of different kinds that'll work.
Right.
Doesn't have to be the Amanita. Or other chemical substances, such as LSD, will work. Or natural substances like peyote. Those will work just fine. These are all head feeders. They are mind expanders.
Right.
Anybody out there ever done these kind of things? Anybody ever enjoyed those kind of different substances for feeding their head and know what that's all about?
I have.
Moose has.
Yeah.
I have. What's that?
Have you?
Oh, on an occasion or 12,000. Yeah. No, I used to do LSD all the time. It was wonderful. and you know, I did plenty of mushrooms, too. Yeah. We used to go out hunting the mushrooms out in the places where we'd have to sneak out there in the weird hours so that because it was like on a private ranch, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the ranchers would get out there in their trucks chasing us off. We'd go running out with our baggies full of mushrooms that we'd collected out there. But yeah, so that was fun.
I was at having dinner last night, and there was a, you know, regular TV was on, and there was a commercial. I can't remember what it was for, but they show a guy holding a mushroom, and it's the red with the white dots on. That's mm-hmm. the Amanita muscaria.
Right.
And I'm like, they still use that in a. That's a huge symbol. That they still use, and if people really knew what it was, which I'm sure most people don't know what that is, but it's like a psychedelic mushroom.
It's a very psychedelic. It's a great
right.
one.
And they use it in a lot of advertising around Christmas time, too, and on Christmas cards and everything.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, the folklore is that there was this dude called St. Nicholas, like in Europe.
Right.
And he, around the Christmas season, he would go to people's houses and bring, like, the kids oranges and bring the adults these mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
So that's what that's how people kind of celebrated, you know?
Sure,
They get high on these shrooms and trip out.
That's a great way to celebrate, yeah.
I would say, sure.
Your kids are all occupied with their new toys and stuff, and
right.
you're taking a little trip, and you're still hanging around.
Well, this was back in the day, Graham. Like, it wasn't like it is now with the toys. You know what I mean?
Well, I know.
Like, orange. The kids like the oranges that they got.
Or, you know, some
times
of
them, were tough, dude.
You know, some of them probably got, like, little wooden figures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Things like that, you know, I'm sure kids had got toys as well as some produce.
Oh, sure. Yep. Yeah. But that was kind of like a rare thing to have an orange, apparently, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's just my understanding. But people, when they see that mushroom, they don't put that two and two together. You know what I mean?
Right. No,
that
most don't.
It's a hallucinogenic mushroom.
Oh, it's red. It's a Christmas thing.
Right. It's just decoration. You know,
yeah,
that's where the flying reindeer came from.
Yeah, how do you know?
Reindeer love them mushrooms, and when they eat them, they get high, too, and they start, like, dancing around and stuff. So that's why, you know.
Right, right.
You hear about the flying reindeer.
Sure, they were flying all right. They were just
they were flying high, baby.
they were still on the ground, but they were flying.
Yes, they were. And I have had that feeling when imbibing on certain substances. I don't know. Someone's saying they can't get into our chat room. I don't know why. Try a different browser, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah. It depends. If they're trying to get in through the Kiwi chat, if they're using a VPN, Kiwi,
right.
Kiwi doesn't allow VPN
access. That could be it.
So if you're listening, just shut your VPN off for now and come on in or install a chat client, whatever. It's open. It's working, so.
Yeah, it should be working.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have had that sensation of you feel like you're flying. There they are.
All right.
They got in now. You know, have you, Grim?
What? Felt like I was flying?
When you were tripping out.
I have been. I have been flying. Yes.
Okay. And, I mean, I think that's a common, like, sensation that you feel when, you know what I mean?
I
the influence of certain things.
Yeah, this one time I had a condo with three other guys. It was a four-bedroom mm-hmm. condo. Anyway, so me and a buddy of mine were tripping out one night there, and we're hanging out there in the living room, and I was like, oh, Jeff's coming. And they're like, how do you know that? I said, I just saw him. He's like three miles away. He'll be here in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And they're like, what? Because I did. I mean, I've seen the image of him and his little Volkswagen, blue crappy-ass Volkswagen,
yeah.
coming up the road. I recognized the corner that he was on. And
So kind of like a remote viewing thing.
Yeah, something like that. It was weird because, I mean, he was bringing the weed. I think that was...
Why you were wanting to know where he was.
I was thinking, where's that Jeff at? Yeah.
Like, hurry up, dude.
So anyway, he pulls up. My friend's all, whoa. No, I've had a lot of good visualizations on I mean, there's a lot of different types of psychedelics that I've experienced over the years. I used to live in this one area down there in San Diego called Mission Beach, and if you're not familiar with San Diego, you don't know Mission Beach is kind of like a biker zone where all Hell's Angels kind of hang out down there, and so there was unlimited amount of drugs you could get there. All the time, any time of day or night, didn't matter. there was places you could go.
Nice.
And, yeah, you could score whatever, man. And there was a great little head shop there, and there was a theater there that played the midnight shows on Friday nights, usually Rocky Horror, that kind of stuff, you know. Pink Floyd movies. Anyway. where was I going with that? I was just saying, we used to get, you know, all kinds of various different types of blotter that they had.
Right, okay.
With, you know, different stamps on them, and you would know what you were getting by the
right.
The stamp that was on the little blotter thing.
On the piece of
paper. And it was cheap. Yeah. It was like a buck a hit, you know.
Right.
So for a dollar, you could be flying for hours.
Nice.
Yeah, those were great. We had the window pane occasionally, which is just a different, I mean, it's the same acid, but it was on a different, looked like a little piece of triangle plastic thing, but it wasn't actually plastic. It was something that dissolved, you know?
Right. Yeah. I've had that before.
Yeah. And, those are mostly the acid ones. And there was this, one time I was living up, near this area near called Balboa Park in central San Diego. Which is like where the zoo is and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, my buddy who was my roommate there, he used to go cruising around on his bicycle through the parks at the middle of the night. And he came back with this stuff and he said, this is something called DOB. And it was a different chemical. I don't know what exactly it was, but that stuff was amazing. I never tripped like that before. I had some
nice.
Amazing what do you call those? Vision quests? Where you see your animal guide.
Yeah.
I was there.
Cool.
Yeah, I was there in this big canyon with this waterfall.
What was the animal?
A black panther.
Oh, nice.
And was also like this big hawk too.
Oh, cool.
So I guess those are both my spirit guides, or whatever, because I was conversing with them just like I am with you.
Right.
Yeah. And
I've had that sensation, but not with animals, but with something else. Not from this planet.
Oh, okay.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it was. I don't know, but I was. Being given a lot of information.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, whoa. You know, I mean, it felt like I was having a conversation, but I wasn't actually, like, being told something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and you don't remember it?
That was a long time. That's happened to me a couple different times on mushrooms.
See, they could have been giving you the meaning of life or something.
Right. Well, it did help to, now they've said that mushrooms, like, help with depression.
Sure.
Like, you could probably do, and then a lot of people are doing, like, microdosing now.
Right.
But if you had, like, one or two mushroom trips a year, that would be beneficial as far as depression goes and stuff like that.
Right.
And everyone's different, you know, so you don't. You'd have to find out for yourself how many times you'd have to trip to battle depression if that's what you're about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why they're like legalizing psilocybin mushrooms in Washington and Oregon for sure, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, people would be like, oh, yeah, take some magic mushrooms to cure depression. Yeah, right. No, it actually does help.
Right. Well, you know.
They've done studies, and we talked about that on Freakers. We've talked about that for a while before. We have talked about that before.
Now, this one friend of mine, he's the only one I ever saw this happen to, but he freaked out.
that can happen.
We were doing shrooms and we were driving somewhere up like in Escondido when it was really hot that day, and we were going through some kind of fast food drive-through place there, and he's in the back seat, and the car was really hot anyway. That was Jeff's Volkswagen once again,
okay.
Which had no AC or anything like that in it.
No.
In Escondido, it's an inland town there in San Diego County.
Right,
and it gets really hot, especially in the middle of summer, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, he started really just freaking out, but
we got
away from there, went to a park, let him start to cool down, try to talk him, you know.
Come down a little bit.
Yeah, and he came out. He was fine after that, but,
yeah.
You know, we smoked a couple joints, and he was like, oh, that's better. but, yeah, I've never seen anybody freak out like that before. Or since.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, here's the thing, too. I really enjoy LSD and the tripping on it, but I know it's not for everyone. I know that if you're mentally unstable to begin with.
Right.
Or if you have.
Probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, if you have demons.
Right.
You know, in your head. That,
yeah. Yeah.
That something that's always bothering you. You're best not to. You're best to stay away from that because it can take you to some places that you don't want to be. If you're already on the unstable mindset. So.
Right.
Now I've never done ayahuasca, but
me either. But
I'd really love to.
I'd try it.
Oh, yeah, I would. Absolutely. I would definitely.
Is that the same as DMT or is that something else?
Well, DMT is a side benefit, I guess you should say, ayahuasca. But there's other things that produce the DMT as well. Your brain produces DMT. And apparently, at least what they say or what I've read, is that at the moment, like right before death, your brain releases a huge dose of DMT that lets you connect with the other side with where you're going. Of course, then there's those, you know, non-believers in the other side. Or the next life or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
The non-physical continuation of you. So they say that you're not really seeing the other side. What you're seeing is a you know, basically an acid trip caused by the release of the DMT, which I don't buy that for a second. opium. Opium is a powerful hallucinogenic as well.
Yeah.
And I never done straight pure opium, but we used to get Thai stick that was dipped in opium. Yeah. And you'd smoke some of that, boy, and woo-hoo! That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if you get Thai stick anymore. And probably certainly not the opium dipped, you know, because those, the Thai sticks, you could see it when you're like unwrapping the string, you know, familiar with Thai stick, right? It comes out of like a little 4-inch stick, Thai weed wrap with it, like dental floss kind of stuff wrapped around it to hold it to the stick. But they would take those and they dip them in opium. And then you could see like the little crystals hanging out there on the weed.
Okay.
And, that's some fun. I remember doing some. We were at, there was like a they used to have these big Fourth of July picnic things at the public park
in
the area where I lived. And some guy came up to us, hey, man, you want to buy some weed? And it was about, it's probably like 15 or something at the time. Yeah, sure, what do you got? He said, here, $20, we'll give you two of these tie sticks. I'm like, all right. Anyway, so me and my friends wandered off to the, you know, side areas where the people aren't hanging out.
Right.
And smoked some up. And wow. That was great. But you got to be careful when you're getting weed that has other substances with
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
This one motherfucker, this punk in high school, I don't even remember his name. No. He was a guy, I never really liked him, but he said, hey, during lunch, hey, let's go out and get high. And I'm like, all right, we'll go hang out over here. Yeah, well, his weed had PCP on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad news, man.
Horrible, horrible stuff.
Yeah.
I could feel my brain burning on stuff. So,
Wow. Yeah, not cool.
No, not cool at all.
And speaking of weed, now to me, weed is not a hallucinogenic substance.
It can be.
It can be for some people, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, if you get the right strain and you're
true.
At the right place in your mind, you could definitely hallucinate on weed. Salvia. Have you ever had salvia?
No.
It's a salvia dentororum or something. I bought when I got salvia, I bought it on eBay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's not illegal in most places.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And it's not like weed at all. It kind of looks like loose leaf homegrown weed.
Yeah.
But it's not at all like that. The high you get it's like instantaneous and lasts about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And it feels really weird. But I didn't like it enough to smoke enough to where I would hallucinate on it. But supposedly, apparently, with the salvia, you can. Yeah, sleep deprivation. Sure, that's great for hallucinations.
Sleep deprivation
too.
Will make you freaking nuts.
Yeah, but I can't stay awake. Yeah. I can't stay awake that long. I'll fall asleep.
I have to sleep. I just can't go. Yeah. People that I don't know. I feel bad for people that have problems with sleep. I do not. So I'm lucky that way.
Right. Yeah, I fall asleep really fast. Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a good sleeper. I'm not quite narcoleptic or anything, but I can pretty much sleep whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because not only are these things great and we'll give you understandings of the world around you, the universe.
For some people.
Well, yes, not for everybody, not every time will you get there, but considering the world that we're living in today, I think a lot of people could benefit strongly from a little psychedelic trip down the road or through space, wherever it may be, wherever it may take you. And and it's going to take you where you need to go. You can't really steer it so much.
Right.
You can a little bit kind of, you know, say this,
you have
that.
To be open-minded, too, if you're going to, you know, you can't be scared or afraid or you have to be open.
But like the mushrooms. With those, you can actually conquer your fear. Moose Girl is talking about them being antidepressive, which is true. But they can also take you to, well, I guess in concert with that, to a happier place in your head. Instead of just saying, okay, well, this guy's depressed. This guy, but it can do things for you. They can, they can make you have a greater,
like open your mind.
Yeah, they
expand your mind.
They can give you a greater understanding of the real, and not the real that you see, not like this wooden desk here.
Exactly.
But of the what you would think of as ethereal, what you would think of as beyond the natural realm. Yes, free your mind. Absolutely.
yeah, man.
These things will help you free your mind. Me personally, I enjoy the LSD more than anything else. But again, yeah, that's a thing you need to be careful with. And some people go way overboard, with this kind of stuff, man. I've never met anybody that gets lost in the,
what do you mean?
You know, from taking too many trips.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've never met anybody that's happened to, and I did a lot.
Uh-huh.
I did many. I mean, we
a lot. Okay.
You know, at least every weekend for a few years. Which is quite a bit.
I would say.
Yeah.
Well, you lived in California, and you had more access to it.
Oh yeah.
Than I did.
Yeah. Yeah,
living in Minnesota or whatever.
Sure, yeah, we could get it any time, you know.
Yeah,
anywhere.
You guys out there, it was available.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, it was terrific.
I'm sure it was. Did you ever trip and go to a music concert?
I did, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just wondering, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Priest.
No, I saw the Ramones when I was on acid once.
Oh, cool. Oh,
which the Ramones were a trip enough because they play in small venues and they're really loud and they're just
cool. I bet that was awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. And I think I saw also Skinner. I saw Skinner on acid. One time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I saw Skinner several times as well, but one of the times I was on acid. Not my first time, because I was only like 14 at that time.
Yeah.
But I was shocked and amazed at that concert without any acid, because I was 14. And most of the Skinner fans were these big old burly biker dudes in there.
Yeah. Right.
And so I was like dwarfed, you know. And I'm walking around. I was with this girl, first time going out with her, and trying to impress her there. And it's like, yeah. Anyway, so that was fun. I know I should have took acid for the Stones, but I didn't. But That would have been good. That was a good show. Pat Travers and Blue Oyster Cult and who else was there? Foghat maybe.
Oh, cool.
And the Stones. It was a big show. But I didn't get any that time. anyway, my thought was that we can possibly help people. Letting them know that if you're having a tough time in life right now, I know some people are out there. Some people just aren't liking it. Try some shrooms if you can find some. It all depends, I guess, who you are and who you know, of course, to whether or not you can find these things and, you know, maybe where you live. I guess if you live in Oregon, you could just go into the store and buy them.
I guess so.
But in other places, you know, maybe you got kids that are teenagers. They probably know where to find these things.
They might.
You
believe
may,
it or not, they might know.
You may be uncomfortable approaching them about such things, depending on your relationship with your children.
Right.
But maybe you know somebody else, you know, somebody at work that... well, that guy kind of looks like a head.
I would be careful with people at work.
Yeah, I would too, but, it depends, on whoever it is. You got to be careful obtaining these things regardless.
True.
Like I said, unless you're in Oregon, where you can walk into a store and buy them. So you could definitely, improve your life, I would say. Even if you do the microdosing, which you're not really going to be tripping out, but
right.
you're going to kind of go to a more soothing area within your mind. You're gonna be somewhere that will help you be more comfortable with what's going on, and also to see through the lies, because there's so many lies going on out there at this point in time.
Oh,
I mean, it's a constant barrage of lies, and
it is.
And if somebody's out there telling the truth, then they will get shut down. They don't like that. So with a little psychedelic side trip, it'll help with all that. I know a lot of people are, you know, probably listening. Oh, this guy's just a druggie. He wants everybody. But I'm telling you, the benefits. Are amazing, and the only real drawback to doing acid that I ever saw is you will be exhausted the next day. Generally speaking, depending on how you do it and what you do, but there's a good chance you'll have a rough day the next day just being tired. You don't get like headaches or.
No,
body
aches. Like a hangover feeling.
Yeah, no body aches or things like that. And then you've heard a bunch of people talk about flashbacks. That was one of the like scare tactics they used.
Yep, that used to be. Or you'll jump off the frickin' balcony.
Right. Yeah, you'll think you can fly.
But some people did do that. They took too much or whatever.
Or they took something else with it, or it was bad acid.
Right.
Because you could get bad acid, and I would have no idea here in New Mexico where to get acid, or shrooms for that matter, or really anything else, except for weed, which was legalized yesterday.
Yeah, yay, New Mexico.
Well, it's not quite legalized yet.
Oh, okay.
The governor has. The governor hasn't signed the bill, but being the fact that the governor called the special session to bring all of the legislators back to Santa Fe to pass the bill, I'm pretty sure she's going to sign it. I really have any doubt on that. So we'll have the weed. Are you there? Moose, did you mute?
Oh, yeah, here I am.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I muted.
Yeah. So anyway, I have no doubt about her signing it. So that's a good thing.
Cool.
That, you know, yeah, you won't get busted.
Wisconsin's
you know.
Lame. We are lame. They legalized hemp.
Sure.
But not marijuana. And we don't even have medical marijuana here.
Right.
But then you have the problem. Well, not the thing is, we have a huge meth and heroin problem here, though. And even, like, they give heroin as, like, methadone.
Right.
That's a drug, too.
It's a serious drug.
It's a bad, yeah.
If you or I took methadone, we'd be flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and it, they don't know how to deal with this meth and heroin. In my opinion, if weed had been legalized or decriminalized a long time ago,
right,
people wouldn't have had to make meth.
Yeah, but it's such,
but,
I mean
there was like, what is it called, Grim? Is it amphetamine?
Meth is an amphetamine.
What they used to, the kamikaze used to be.
Yeah, they just, it's speed. It's all speed.
Okay,
amphetamine.
Yeah, okay.
You call it amphetamines because that's the technical term for it. But,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, but the kamikazes did that so they could stay awake until they decided to dive bomb, and it does that messes with your head, but not in a good way.
No, the high that you get is a totally different high, and it's not a good one. And the difference between like meth and shrooms.
Right.
Is meth is very, very addicting. You're not going to get addicted to shrooms like you would to meth or heroin. You know what I'm saying? It's not, they're not, you can't compare them because they're not
no,
the same.
They're not the same. They're not the same. And I don't want to say that meth is all bad because it's not. But for a lot of people.
The way they're making it out there, though, Grim, it's mixed with all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's very disgusting stuff.
But
however,
Ajax and whatever.
However, I used it several times, and I could never understand how people could get addicted to it, because I guess I don't have that type of.
Well, maybe that was pure back then when you did it. You know, now it's all
maybe.
Being homemade and.
Well, I think it
whatever,
was always
you know,
always
I mean,
made. I think it was always made in very disgusting ways.
Okay.
But I think no, because I mean, I. Could never understand how people could get addicted to it, but I had a good friend that got very addicted to it. The same stuff I was doing. So I mean, it's a personality thing. I think some people have addictive personalities, and some don't. And apparently, I don't. I don't have that.
Right.
It's like with Coke, you know, people.
They get addicted to that.
Yeah, and to me it was like, you know, it's just not very good. I don't really see the benefit of this.
I'm not into like a speed buzz. That's you know, I did it a couple times and it just wasn't. I don't like it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're listening out there at some point, stay away from the snortables and injectables.
Right. Good advice.
Who wants to put stuff right in their vein? What's wrong with that? And if you do it up your nose, it's going to destroy the inside. Yeah. I mean, that's not good stuff. So stay away from those things.
Right.
If you should stay away from them for benefit. But for as far as benefits, talking that way, I think there's a lot of great benefit to hallucinogenics.
Well, think of the alternative. I mean, you could do magic mushrooms, have a really fun time, learn some shit, help with your depression, or you can take one of these prescription drugs that they give you for. Depression, which actually makes people more suicidal and homicidal.
Right.
You know, and you don't have a sex life because it affects your sex life. Why would you want to be on that when you could go on a mushroom trip a couple times a year?
Right.
I mean?
And if you, you know, are going to be, if you are.
Their antidepressants are crap. Okay.
But
I've seen, they're junk. Okay.
If you are going to be having sex, can't really beat mushrooms for that. having sex while on mushrooms, man.
I got a few times, Grim, for me. But you're right. It's a little bit different.
That's the magic part.
There's so many more benefits than taking the big harma.
Right.
Prescript drugs that people are committing suicide and homicide on them, and they don't help with depression at all.
Right, and I was going to get to that earlier when I was talking about the opium.
Okay.
Because the pure opium is good. It's fine.
Right.
Unless, of course, like anything else, you overdo it. But you know what you don't want to do, but you probably won't, you know, anyway. But the crap that they're selling is opioids through the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
That's not opium.
And
they're
very addictive.
There may be some opium in there, but a lot of the stuff that's mixed in with it. See, if they just give you pure opium, then you'd probably be okay. But they don't. They mix all this crap together and make it bad. They make the good something good bad.
Right.
So
that's the thing. Okay, let's say. All right. Opium that comes from the coca plant, right?
No, it comes from the opium poppy.
The opium poppy. Okay. No, but there's another, the coca plant. That's for cocaine. That's what I meant. Cocaine.
Yeah, it's cocaine, right?
Yeah, I get them mixed up sometimes. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was a blackjack dealer in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
At a really big casino. And there was a lot of, like, Eastern Asian people that would go there. Older women. Older Eastern Asian women, right?
Right.
And they would have what looked like a tobacco chew in their lip, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, in between their, under their, in their chin or whatever.
Right.
And they were getting stoned. But I don't know exactly what it was. I think it was, like, opium, you know? But
well,
they would just sit there and laugh and get high as hell.
Could have easily been the coca leaves.
Coca leaves. That's what I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were getting stoned.
I've seen,
they were playing blackjack, these old women, and they'd smile, and their teeth, there'd be black on their teeth.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They didn't care.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like coca leaves.
That's what it was. It had to be. That's why I was like, cocaine, opium. I was like, okay, which was it again? You know what I mean?
Easily. And anyway, so no, I've seen, movies, documentaries, whatever, of the farmers down in the coca fields down in South America.
Right.
And they're, while they're out there working, they just chew on a leaf all day.
Right.
And
see, and what got me to that was that chewing a coca leaf is a lot better than like snorting a line of coke because it hasn't been manufactured or processed. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So natural is better. I mean,
natural is better. Almost always natural is better.
Right. For anything, not just drugs.
Right. Almost always.
Natural is better. Yeah. Almost everything is better. Natural.
If you're going to
chemicals, I try to avoid as much as possible.
if it's something you're going to consume, it's better if it's coming right out of the ground or right off the animal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So.
True.
Or off a tree, bush, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Once they start processing stuff, it becomes
then it
nasty.
They put all those nasty preservatives in there or whatever, you know, whatever they have to do. But they put stuff that's not good for you. I mean, I think, okay, a lot of people say the autism is related to the vaccines.
Sure.
Which I do believe there is something to that.
Absolutely.
But also, there is also something to the food that's marketed towards kids.
Oh, of course.
The dyes that they use are horrible for you.
And it's all the HFCS.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yep. That's all in there. And then, you know, you give your kid first thing in the morning a big bowl of Captain Crunch or whatever.
With that sugared cereal.
Yeah, and they're fucking bouncing off the walls. They can't sit still in class. Oh, he's got ADD. Let's give
him
some
drugs.
Yeah, let's give him this freaking Ritalin, which is speed.
So they're creating druggies. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
If you put someone on a narcotic when they're 4 years old, I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't agree with that. Kids are naturally ADHD. And yeah, the overdose of sugar and the overdose of the dyes and everything, that can affect them too, make them kind of nuts, you
right?
Know,
no,
but,
no question about it. No question about it.
But to put a kid on a 4 year old on a narcotic is just wrong, in my opinion. I'm sorry, unless
sure.
it's for like epilepsy or diabetes, or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But
well,
just because they can't pay attention, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I don't know what they give to 4 year olds with epilepsy, but I used to date a girl, an epileptic girl.
Mm-hmm.
She would take 4 phenobarbital every day.
Oh, my God.
And which one of those would knock me on my ass.
Right. And, oh, my God.
But she needed it. She
right,
it,
right.
It made her, well, I don't want to really call her normal. she was a good girl but for the most part. But she was always like, there was a lack of ups and downs there. Let's just put it that way. She floated along at a certain level, and there was not much variation from that.
Gotcha.
And,
I mean, and then we wonder why there is childhood diabetes or childhood cancers or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we let all this toxic stuff be sprayed all around us all the time. People use Roundup. I mean, people get around here, they use yard services, and they're spraying these chemicals all over. Like, just, You know, you have to think about what you're consuming and what you're doing. And
oh, yeah. No question.
You know, I don't know. It's just... But if you take a trip, you'll be more apt to, like, realize that natural's better, or, you know what I mean? It's a mindset thing, too, Grim, you know?
It is. There's no question about it. But
it opens your mind or whatever.
I think for most people that those that have not are not experienced, that have not been down the psychedelic road, that have not fed their head, I think it would be highly beneficial to a great number. What else I think would happen if the bulk of people out there actually experienced some psychedelics and on a big major scale, I think they would stop thinking that, you know, all these laws and all this government crap is a good idea, and they would start demanding that freedom is the way to go. Because I tell you, most of the people I know that have done that, they're not these people out there wearing masks and waiting, begging to be injected with poisons. These are people that understand true, actual, real freedom.
I think that the wave of the, or part of what's going to happen is, I think a lot of, like, office-type jobs or even factory-type jobs are going to become more automated, which I think is a good thing in a way, if you think about it from the standpoint of now people can do what they really want to do. And, you know what I mean? They'll be forced into that creativity or having to do your work for yourself type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all?
Go run through it again. And
like the if an office job or a factory job is more automated and they need less people working in those jobs, that gives people the opportunity to do other things for work, as you know, like make stuff or fix stuff or build. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's some good to that, but at the same time, there's some bad to it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I hope you're not talking about me, Vinny.
No, he's talking about hairy.
Okay. Never mind, then.
Camel to a hairy.
My bad.
Camel to a hairy ass and Killary.
Okay. No, I don't know, Grim. Never mind. I was just thinking out loud, I guess.
Yeah, that's
not
cool.
Making sense. Oh, well, great. That's awesome to have a radio show and not make sense.
Yeah, well, I
sometimes.
It's not uncommon to not make sense on the radio.
Right. I guess so. I'm not the first one.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, Vin. You're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
That's
okay, Vinny. I'm good.
Keep that. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be flopping that thing around.
Right. Come on, man. Anyway, so you know how it is in your tripping room.
Yeah.
On acid, and you look in the mirror, and your eyes look all funky.
Sure. Oh yeah, because your pupils are like monster.
Yeah. You're like, you look in the mirror like, oh yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm there.
And it's funny because for me, like, it takes about, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes to kick in or something, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as I start saying, I don't feel it yet, guess what?
You feel it.
I'm tripping.
It comes up. And then it goes and goes and goes until you peak. And then you're going, woo!
Right.
not necessarily, it's in your head. You're going, yes, and stuff.
Right.
But, oh, and I'm sure you have, as I have, Have you ever had bad mushrooms? And by bad,
yes.
I just mean they don't do anything.
Yes,
they just,
and it's just like, what?
Yeah, ripped. Somebody ripped you off.
Disappointing, dude.
Oh, I tell you. Because you're sitting there, you're waiting, you're talking to your buddies, whatever. You know,
right?
Start smoking some weed, and that's it. That's all you get. It's like,
right.
What the hell? But, you know, so I guess, you know, just a con man out there, whatever, taking advantage of the...
Yeah, I don't like those kind of people. They suck.
Yeah, they suck, man.
They do. It's like, screw you, dude. You know, you're not cool.
You're not. No, you're a jerk.
Right, yeah.
You're a thief.
But then, you know,
jerk.
If you're... Oh, sorry. If you're with a group of people or at a concert or something, you can tell everybody else that's tripping.
Sure.
You can see it. And you just kind of look at each other with, like, this knowing, you know... Oh, yeah, I see you. You know what I mean?
The psychedelic extrasensory perception.
Right. But it's pretty obvious because of your pupils are like platters or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no more
you
iris,
really...
all pupil.
Yeah. What?
Said no more iris, all pupil.
Right. But I think that Joe Biden is on adenochrome or something, because his eye, he's got that black eye thing.
All right, no.
It's not mushrooms or LSD.
Explain to me this adrenochrome.
It's adrenaline.
Okay.
And you haven't heard this?
No, I've seen people talking about it. I don't know what it is.
It's like the Illuminati. It's an Illuminati thing, dude. And
okay.
They get it mostly from kids. They get it from other people.
They get it from? What do you mean they get it from?
Yeah, they harvest it from people, dude. Why do you know? It's all tied with the human and sex trafficking and everything.
So where how do they get it from a person?
It's in their bloodstream. You have to scare them, and then they take the blood out of you.
So it's just in the blood.
It's adrenaline.
So it's not like you're going to the adrenal glands.
No, I have to look it up, dude.
I have a basic
understanding of it. I mean, I'm not some expert. So.
I've seen people in the chat talking about it, but I just never really looked into it.
It's produced by the oxidation of adrenaline, epinephrine.
So it's a speed.
Apparently it's... Here's an article from Wired from July 31st, 2020 about it.
All right.
I'll post that in the link.
All right, cool.
Okay, last one saying I'm right. Thanks, dude. The dark virality of Hollywood blood harvesting conspiracy, which I don't think it's a conspiracy. You know?
Well, whatever it is. I
think it's very addictive, and I think it's keeping people like Kissinger, Prince Philip, Joe Biden, Queen Elizabeth, all these old motherfuckers that, you know, still have a lot of power, and that's how they keep them going. Well, Bill Clinton was on it. Okay, now I say was. Look at him.
Yeah,
he looks like a walking skeleton. Look at Prince Philip. He looks like a walking skeleton. When they cut you off from it, you go to shit.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, that's my theory. I don't, you know, like I said, I'm not an expert, but I think Bill Clinton was on it. I think Hillary's probably still on it. The Queen Elizabeth is on it. Kissinger probably. Yeah, it's not a good, it'll keep you looking and acting like you're normal.
Uh-huh.
Once you're off of it, oh yeah, yeah.
Well, I've never been invited to join the Illuminati.
Me either, but... I mean, this is the, you know, when you think about all the human trafficking, and that's being controlled by the globalists, dude. They want to make it seem like it's some bad people out there that are doing this. No, it's them.
Yeah. Well,
it's them.
I guess it would be like, you know, for like a vampire.
Right.
As long as they're drinking blood, they look youthful.
Right.
They look like whatever age they were when they were turned.
Exactly.
And yep. And once they, if they can't get any blood for some period of time, you know, this is all the folklore, of course.
Right.
Because I don't personally know any actual vampires.
Apparently, Hunter Thompson, here's an article from called The Spinoff from April 7th, 2020, The Truth About Adenochrome. I'll put, and they got a picture of Hunter Thompson there. Or Johnny Depp, no, wait. Yeah, Johnny Depp playing Hunter Thompson.
Okay. I guess it would be like that. Maybe that's where the vampire stories came from.
That could be.
Is these psycho weirdo controllers of the world sucking people's blood.
Not surprise me.
Yeah, that's Johnny Depp.
Okay. That would not surprise me.
Yeah.
So, and people are like, oh, no. It's like, while the sex trafficking and everything, if they wanted to clamp down on that, Grim, they could.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't, though. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. And Hollywood is way involved.
Sure.
Hollywood is way involved. All of Hollywood is Illuminati, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've been doing bad things to kids for a long time. And everyone wants to glorify Hollywood. I don't glorify them as much as I used to. I'm just saying they're really shady. The music business is really shady. They're involved in the music, movies, the Illuminati. And I mean, look at this guy that released these devil shoes with a drop of human blood in them or something.
Yeah.
And they made 666 pairs of them. Yeah, and it's tied in with the satanic Illuminati crap.
Yeah, he's a psycho. I mean,
yeah, look what they did to Britney Spears. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yo, of course, there's an endless list. You can go back to Shirley Temple at least.
Yep.
And I'm sure plenty others at her time.
The Little Rascals.
And before her.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right, folks. Well, I just wanted to bring up the possible side roads you could take in order to improve your life, improve your thinking,
right.
Make you connected to the universe instead of the world. Not that you won't still be connected to the world, because the world is part of the universe.
Right.
Of course.
You can't really... Unless you die or are dead,
right.
You know,
you're
here.
But as I say, it's all connected. It's true. Everything is connected.
I knocked on wood, by the way. That was that.
Okay, good. if you free your mind, you'll begin to see a lot more connections than what you see. If you just have the programming that you've been brought up with.
Right, and you're like closed-minded or...
Well, yeah, and you know, it's just... You have to... you don't have to do anything. Do whatever you want. But
right. Be free in your mind.
Yes, free your mind. And you don't necessarily need an external substance to do that. You could do it through meditation or other methods. But they help, and they'll get you there faster. Especially acid, LSD. Let's just be specific to LSD 25. Just kind of a saying, don't, you know, if you're not feeling mentally stable, and I think people that aren't know who they are. I don't know that for sure. Maybe,
I hope.
Maybe some that are don't. I don't know. But little free your mind, helpful PSA, hour-long PSA.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks.
And we'll be back next Thursday, hopefully, barring any whatevers. And I guess that's all. Vinny's not on tomorrow, I'm pretty sure, he said. So
I don't think so.
Check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com or RLM Radio, RLMradio.xyz, for all the shows coming up. And,
yeah.
Have a great everything.
Yeah.
Peace.